There you go. How about that? Let's meet Caitlin Howard, who is, of course, the Alphabet Girl.
Hello.
And welcome to Edinburgh.
Thank you very much.
How's it been so far?
It's been amazing.
Good.
I'm having such a good time. It's such an amazing atmosphere in Edinburgh at this time of year. And I've been lucky enough to have been twice before.
Yes.
And when I'm not here in August, I kind of see all my friends' Facebook statuses and Twitter feeds. And I just go, oh, I really want to be there. So, no, it's really great to be back.
It's quite a challenging piece, though, because you've different characters and you are on your own for over an hour.
Yep.
How's it been, you know, with rehearsals and really the pressure of taking on the biggest arts festival in the world?
Well, it's been very daunting, very, very daunting. luckily, I mean, the writer and director is Rennie Krupinski, who is my husband. So we've been quite lucky that we can sort of chat about it at home and rehearse bits and bobs at home and have good conversations about who these characters are. And actually, intriguingly, some of the stories are actually based on some of Rennie's actual relatives. And so a lot of the tales that we tell in the show are true. So actually being able to talk to him and sort of go, right, okay, so tell me more about that and give me more information so that I can actually really picture these people. It's been fantastic. There are three characters. There's Ivy, who is sort of a 30-something living in the here and now, who's looking for Mr. Wright. We also meet her grandmother, who hasn't had the easiest life. She's had quite a few things happen to her, and she's come out quite jaded and can't quite understand why her life isn't as rosy as it used to be. And then you meet the lady in the middle, Lily, who's the mother of Ivy and the daughter of Maisie. And you kind of sort of realise that maybe her upbringing has twisted her point of view, and she's determined that Ivy's not going to be like her, which is so reminiscent of so many families. My daughter is not going to be brought up the way I was. And then you find out towards the end what effect this has had on Ivy and why she's called the Alphabet Girl and what other consequences are there.
Well, and Rennie joins us now. Rennie,
yeah,
welcome to Edinburgh
Thank
as well.
You.
And of course, it's a return for you as well. And
it is.
Probably in demand as well, because you had success
some
years ago.
I came in 2010 with a play called Bear, and we were at the space on Nidri Street. And we won a Fringe First in the first week, which was fantastic. It was a great boost for the whole company. I got a Best Actor nomination from the stage. Caitlin got a Best Actress nomination from Dark Chat. I got a Best Director award. So we did fantastically well. So when Charles of the Space said, you know, come back, I thought, what you know, really? That's an awful lot to live up to. And do I want to put myself under that pressure again? And I said no for the first year. I said no for the second year. And then I kind of started having itchy feet. And then when this was written, The Alphabet Girl, I said, no, I think this is a good one. We'll go back. And Caitlin was the obvious choice because she, you know, she is a great actress. And she does this part so well. I always wanted to do a one-man show myself, but I completely chickened out. So I did a one-woman show that I couldn't be in, but she had to do.
Excellent.
And we, you know, we're getting great audiences from, because we're not on the mile. It's not a play that we can do on the mile. We can fly her a little bit, but you know, I think people are coming just because they like the poster, in, you know, because that's a kind of intriguing picture,
of course.
Or they've read the buzz on Twitter, or they've said, oh well, he's won a Fringe First before, let's go and see what this is like. And people are loving it, which is very satisfying. You know, it's nice to have your work looked at anew by an audience that has no axe to grind, but also no reason to particularly like it. You know, so they just sit there and basically say, entertain me.
Yes.
And they're sitting there and they're loving it, which is so gratifying.
Excellent stuff.
And quite right too, because as I say, Caitlin is fantastic in
it. Well, Caitlin, you've seen this play develop then, because you probably were around when it was being written and redrafted.
Absolutely.
And whatever. Have you seen it grow? Has it changed much since the original drafts?
It has, actually. The initial idea, we were sort of approached by a monologue night in Manchester who sort of said, if you can find a writer, Caitlin, and a piece, then come and do a new writing piece, excuse me. And so we did Ivy, the start and the end of the show. We did it as one piece to start with. And then I sort of said to Rennie, we need to meet the grandma. We need to meet the mum. You know, they're two great characters. We need to meet them. And then he wrote me a monster to do. It's incredibly poetic, and the language is beautiful in the show. And I'm not saying that it's easy to do at all, because it isn't. There's some real tongue twisters in there for me. But I have seen it develop. We've sat and talked about it and gone, we've already kind of said that. Do we need to say it again? Okay, well, we can take that out. Oh, I think we need to stretch this bit because I like this story, so there's more juice in there. And over the last sort of year since that happened, since the monologue night, it's just become this show that now people are loving.
Amazing. Well done. You tell us where we could see it then, and
you can see
when it's on.
It's on at 5:10 every day at the Space on the Mile, which is Venue 39, and we're in Space 2. And the only days we're not doing are Sunday the 16th and Sunday the 23rd, because Caitlin said she had to have a break.
We couldn't do it all the way through.
Yeah. We did today,
yes.
Because that was a preview, and we wanted to get the show ready for what we hope is the onslaught of press next week.
And so it should. And plans after Friends? Will you have?
We've been asked to open the Wigan Theatre Festival, which is already. We got that the first day we were here. Which is nice, and Oldham Coliseum have asked to have us in for a week in September, so that's good. But we want a tour. You know, I think this is a show. One person in it, one stage manager. It's an easy show to tour. There's hardly any props. There's hardly any sets. A few lights. And I think people around the world, not only the country, would really appreciate it. I think that's my plan. I would love to tour it.
It is only the start.
It is.
Of
it
the
is.
Alphabet Girl. Okay. And we wish you luck on that journey, and we'll come see you at the Space. Thank you for
Thank
your
you
time
very
today.
Much.
Thank you.
Okay,
it's
been
you.
A pleasure.